This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
May I have your attention, please? Now, taking the airwaves on 97.3 The Fan, San Diego's own, Gwen and Chris.
Featuring Tony Gwynn Jr.
Don't go to the light!
And Chris Ello.
You're going to tell me those are the 499s, then I'm going to tell you you're wrong. Because Tom Brady's the best player in the league, and there's not even a contest.
Gwynn and Chris starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Gwynn and Chris brought to you by Sonic. Sonic Drive-Ins here in San Diego. The burgers. Chili dogs. All beef hot dogs. Tater tots. Tater tots.
Can I ask you guys a question? I've been dying to ask you this question, Chris, specifically. Who would win between a dragon and a battle hawk? Oh,
that was the most random thing.
Hang on, I'm thinking about it.
You're thinking about
it. I got these. That's one of the mascots for the XFL teams.
Oh, we got to get into that in a second. But first, I got to remind everybody that there are 8 locations around town. Sonic Drive-Ins, Google Sonic San Diego. Find the location nearest you. Thanks, Sonic. Yes, the XFL.
Yes.
You got logos. If you got a logo, you got a league.
The Vipers, the Dragons, the Wildcats, the Roughnecks.
I like that one.
The Battle
the Roughnecks.
Hawks, yeah, the Guardians, the Defenders, and the Renegades.
You know, back to your original question, the Dragon and the Battle Hawk.
What exactly is a Battle Hawk?
It's a hawk that battles. I think the Dragon would win.
Clearly,
it's a dragon.
It has a size differential, right? It's the bigger
What if a Battle
body?
Hawk's big, though?
True, because I've never seen a battle hawk.
Battle hawks are very elusive. They can get away from the fire that the dragon breathes.
Okay.
I don't know. How do I know? Where are these teams located?
I saw them on ESPN.
I honestly could not name a single city that has an XFL team.
Houston.
Okay.
Is the
Dallas.
Okay.
New York.
Okay.
St. Louis. Tampa. Looks like Seattle.
All right.
Those are the Dragons.
Yeah.
I'm not sure where the Wildcats are. They're
L.A.
Oh, okay. The L.A. Wildcats. How about the Defenders?
Washington.
There you go. So
Dallas Renegades.
Who will draw more fans, the L.A. Wildcats or the L.A. Chargers?
I knew that was coming.
Great question.
That was coming. Is
Ryan Mallett on the Wildcats?
Is the XFL going to make it through a season unlike the other league?
Listen, I thought
What was the name of the other league? Seriously,
I can't remember.
And I don't mean that antagonistically, Thomas, because I know you were into that and you followed it very closely. But I really think most of us have just completely forgotten about that whole league existing.
Here's the thing: is when the AAF was in, I watched it. I thought it was a good product to watch. And they didn't make it through the whole season. So
no.
I have a hard time believing the XFL. I could be wrong.
Well, they've signed a couple of quarterbacks that people have heard of, but I don't know that that means anything. I think football is it's not killing the golden egg or the golden goose or whatever. I mean, we love football, but I mean, just how much of it can we love?
Don't you think there's a little bit more seriousness behind the XFL because of Oliver Luck being involved and he left his job with the NCAA?
No, because whatever seriousness there might be in the league is wiped out by the fact that Vince McMahon is part of it.
But he's bankrolling the whole thing.
Yeah, well, if he's bankrolling it, that means he's going to be sticking his nose into all the business of the league, too. And that means crazy stuff's going to be going on. I can't take too seriously anything that Vince McMahon's involved in. I really can't.
I hear you. I just thought I would pose that question to you.
You did. And we had no idea. We had absolutely no idea. All right. You said before the break that we are happy with some of the things the Padres are doing to this point in the season, which is 126 games in. 36 games. 36. Seems like they got 136 left. I mean, that's what happens when you fall to 59 and 67 and you're, you know, treading water there in fourth place. It just seems like, kind of like Ned Yost, you just want to get the season over with and you certainly don't want to play any extra games. But there have been some things. I mean, if you had to say top three things, and don't put them in any order, but just three things that have happened this season that you feel have been huge bright spots.
Tatis Jr.
Tatis Jr., okay. I'd have to agree with that.
I would say...
I think anybody could disagree with Tatis Jr.
The emergence of some guys, some stalwarts in the rotation, like Chris Paddock. I think he's going to be a guy that's in that rotation,
okay,
whether it's one through five.
All right.
I think Cal Quantrill will be one of those guys as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think this team is a... And I know we had there was a rough span there defensively, but I think this team is way, way better defensively than they've been in quite some
they've
time.
They've given away, I don't want to say, well, they have fewer games than they've given away in the past.
No, no
defensively,
doubt.
They've been no far doubt. Superior.
I think Kirby Yates got to be mentioned in that.
Kirby Yates has to be still in consideration for team MVP,
yeah.
Does he not? Even though I'm sure that most people would want to vote Fernando Tatis Jr. in, he's only going to play half the season. So I would think Kirby Yates has to be, you know, preparing a speech at the postseason awards banquet. What?
We got hand signals going on. So
I hate when they do hand signals.
Well, we have a caller, Phil.
I always feel like it's time to land a plane.
He really wants to get into the Dragon Talk.
Oh, my goodness.
He has good, legit points here.
How do you know?
I talked to him just now.
Does he know what a battle hawk is?
I don't know. Let's ask him.
Phil?
Hello?
Hello? I'm a little worried.
Hi.
I'm a little worried. You want to talk about dragons, which is okay, but what about the dragons and the battle hawks do you want to inform us about?
I was just like wondering if these battle hawks are the size of the eagles from like Lord of the Rings and such, because then they have a chance.
Okay.
You know?
That's true.
I think that's the only way they have a chance.
Well, yeah, exactly. If the battle hawks are the size of mice, they're going to be in a lot of trouble. I would think we'd all agree with that.
I mean, if there's a regular hawk, yeah, they have no chance. But if they're the size of those eagles, then yeah.
But
why
can
not?
The but can the eagles fend off a dragon's breath?
Oh my goodness.
Well, I mean they did it against in Lord of the Rings, so I don't see why they wouldn't have a chance.
Okay. Good call, Phil.
That was a huge call, Phil. Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
You know what? That was my fault. I did ask the question.
That was an amazing point, my Phil.
No, it was a great point.
And I told him I appreciated the call. We couldn't have lived without that. That was huge.
I love Scraby came in here all giggly. Like,
I mean, now that we're on the subject, give me the NFL team whose mascot nickname is the best in football. Like, who
like
beats
meanest?
All others?
In terms of winning against another mascot?
Just in winning against another mascot. I'd have to put, I'm going off the top of my head here because I haven't looked at every team, but the king of the jungle, I'm going Detroit Lions win the Super Bowl every year. Who's beating them?
I don't know. I mean, can it withstand a bolt? Can it withstand a Patriot?
A lightning bolt?
Yeah.
A Patriot?
I mean, he could eat a Patriot.
What, is the Patriot going to musket to death?
It's going to eat the Patriot.
What about a Giant?
I don't know.
G-man.
What about the Bears?
Well, Lions over Bears.
Bears, yes.
Oh, a Viking would be pretty mean.
A Viking is just a guy in a boat.
Yeah,
he's going to do. But he's mean.
They would try to tackle the lion.
They're all mean.
Yeah.
It's a mean lion,
the
too.
The Buccaneer?
A pirate? He's another guy in a boat.
He's another guy in a boat.
I'll tell you one thing. The Dolphins are getting squashed all over the lake.
That's a wrap. It's a wrap for them.
I'll tell you who's also really in trouble. The Bills.
I was just getting ready to say that.
Everybody named Bill is going to lose to a lion. What is a bill? Either that or it's a piece of paper with a number of money on it.
No, I believe it's a buffalo.
No, their nickname is the Bills, is dummy.
Yeah, but
we're talking about the nicknames of the teams, not the cities. We're trying to figure out which cities NFL nickname is the toughest.
The Bills played themselves because
the Bills cannot possibly win this.
Their city is actually an animal,
right?
But their mascot is just a human.
Bill.
Wait, their mascot is? I thought the Bills was like short for buffaloes.
Oh my goodness.
Why did you guys just give me that look?
You should be happy that I said dummy, because I think that was about the minimum
the
I can go with
going
on that
one. Here.
Well, you started it.
I did. This is all my fault.
You started it. All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to rank all 32 NFL teams based on the danger of their mascots. Oh, my goodness.
Dolphins, great. Number 32.
No, Bills. They're just a bunch of guys named Bill. They have no chance. Saints isn't all that powerful either, to
yeah,
be
but they can't.
With you.
I mean, they got God on their side.
They got the grace of God on their side. You got to leave the Saints alone.
That's gonna get you absolutely nowhere when the lion leaps at you and starts devouring you.
What about a Seahawk? A Seahawk is pretty mean. Oh, Raiders. I mean, we didn't even mention the Raiders, and the Raiders
that's
are pretty.
That's another pirate.
That's another basically. Pirate, another guy in a ship.
But I feel like I would not want to be in an alley with a Raider.
You just don't like the Raider image because the image that the team has, but the actual logo mascot name Raider is not very.
Yeah, I mean, he only has one eye.
Because it got poked out of fight.
Oh my God. We need to go to break.
Please!
.521, Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ella, sliding through this Wednesday.
We are sliding, by the way. That's a good description.
Battlehawks and all.
I found, just real quick, this is a conversation that may never end. I found a team that's weaker than the Bills in the NFL in terms of the name of their mascot. A team that the Bills, because the Bills is a bunch of guy named Bills, but they're still better, more powerful, more dangerous than the Browns.
Yeah.
The Browns is just a color. That yeah. doesn't scare anybody.
That's true.
What about a Packer?
That's not much either. I think Browns is going to be the all-time worst. Charger isn't much, just a guy carrying around a credit card.
I actually thought that a Charger was a horse.
That's the logo mascot, but the Chargers were named after credit cards. Charging stuff on your credit card.
No,
that's where Baron Hilton came up with the name. Look it up.
Okay, he's serious.
He
just gave me that look like, don't mess with me, bro.
No, you can mess with me if you want to.
No.
That's where Baron Hilton came up with it, as far as I recall.
The Bills nickname referenced Frontiersman Buffalo Bill Cody. So it was a guy named Bill.
Yeah. And he could beat up a color brown. That's it.
All right, let's slide back into the Padres.
Let's get back to some sports talk, maybe?
Yeah.
How many of the 25 guys that are on the roster right now, T, do you think will be on the 25? I mean, hey, look ahead to next April.
Let me get this roster up. So I can
yeah, get a precise. Roster up. Take a look. Scraby, take a look.
How
Chris,
many
take
of
a
the
look?
25? Of course, the internet is acting crazy.
It's
right
really
now.
Difficult to know, obviously, because there's going to be some trades made, most likely. And
well, it's a good thing I got my iPad here because I'm going to have to use that. Instead, but okay, so the 25 men that...
I mean, I don't know that we go through each player and say, is he on the team next year or not?
Just at the
that's
at
really
first
difficult.
Glance.
Yeah. That's really hard to do that.
Well, I would say Paddock. I would say Lucchesi.
Okay, so you are going to name names. Lamet.
Yeah.
It's three.
Lauer.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Chris is a little bit on the fence.
I'm putting Quantrill ahead of him at the moment.
Oh, yeah. I'd say that.
Strom.
Four.
Strom. I'd say Hosmer. I'd say...
I like his chances.
I'd say Machado.
I like his chances.
What about Tatis? What about him?
I like his chances, too.
Well, I like his chances if he's healthy, and I know that that's assumed at this point, but...
I got a great one for you guys, then. Austin Hedges.
I don't think he'll be on this team next year.
You think he's going to get moved in
yeah,
the offseason?
Yeah, I do. I think he's going to want to get moved. I think Mejia's going to be the catcher, and I don't think Hedges is going to want to be a backup. And now where he lands, I don't know. But I don't think Hedges will be on this team next year. That maybe it's easier to go through this roster and say who we don't think is going to be on the
team.
But that's
how about
so
Margot?
Tough. Margot's a tough call, and I think a lot of that has to do perhaps with the health of Franchi Cordero. But I think at the moment, Margot's looking all right. I mean, he's had a nice second half. He gives you the good defense. He's improved his base stealing immeasurably. I mean, if he keeps up this percentage, I don't see why he can't go 30 for 31 next year instead of just 15 steals.
I got Greg Garcia on this roster too next year.
I would keep Greg Garcia around just for the heck of it. I mean, yeah, he's a glue guy that you got to have on this team. I think Urias is up in the air a little bit, depending on where things go. Renfro's probably coming back because they didn't keep Reyes, but Naylor's looking good at the moment.
Don't forget Yates. Got to have him on the roster.
Well, especially since you didn't trade him. He's got a year left. I would like to give him an extension. I don't want him to be a lame duck closer next year.
I agree with that.
Because that's the last year of his contract.
What about Naylor? Josh Naylor?
Yeah, well, I think it all depends on how he does in his interview with us on Friday. I'm just kidding.
I think it has a lot. I think he's on the team. I do. I think they're going to want to see some improvement defensively. Remember, this is his first year ever playing the outfield. So,
yeah.
I didn't expect...
I mean, the guy was a hockey goalie for 17 years.
I didn't expect for him to come in and just, you know, win a gold glove
in his
first year.
There.
Yeah,
sure. Will Myers, I don't think you have much of a choice.
I think he's on the roster, too.
He's going to have to be on the roster because you're not going to... Believe me, I think the thinking of Will Myers is still the exact same. If they could find somebody to take Will Myers, I think for sure in a heartbeat they would, but I don't believe that's possible.
What about...
I know a name I could throw out there. Not on the actual roster.
What name is that?
Andy Green.
Oh.
That's a tough one. Neither of us, I don't think any of us want to go out on a limb.
I think he's
midway through August. You think he's going to stay?
I do. I get that feeling from nothing, really. But I get that feeling, though. I do. I get that feeling. I have a good sixth sense about
stuff. Andy, did you record that?
A ringing endorsement from Matt Scraby.
I get this feeling from...
Nowhere.
Nothing, but.
Ron Fowler was on this radio station
with
Ben and Woods.
Well, then say you got the feeling from Ron Fowler.
I got the feeling from nothing. I got the feeling from Ron Fowler because he said Andy is safe, and they have conversations with Andy about the future.
No, I think that they said they're going to have conversations about the future after the season. So that's why I think saying Andy Green will stay or go is just a coin flip guess at this point.
You know who I think is pitching their way onto this next year's team, or at least giving himself a chance, is Luis Perdomo, out of the bullpen.
Perdomo's been the best reliever in the second half, other than Yates.
He has.
Look it up.
And he's pitching a whole bunch of different types of situations. Mm-hmm. He's a key guy in
this day and age when you have openers and guys that need to pitch the fourth, fifth, and sixth inning sometimes, which he did today.
Ooh, what about Ty France?
No. Ty France needs to be traded.
Not for anything that he's done.
Yeah, he just needs to be traded.
He's behind Tatis Jr. He's behind
Manny Machado.
I mean, there's just no infield spots. I mean, yes, he could mess around and get a second base spot, but I think that's all contingent on first what Urias does.
Yeah.
Last thing for me, what about Margavichus? He hasn't been up this year, but what do you think he's going to make a return like he did?
Of course he's been up this year. What do you mean he hasn't been up this year?
Well, I mean, lately, that's what I meant.
No. I think what you saw was, remember, he jumped ahead of Cal Quantrill. That's how he got the opportunity.
I believe Cal Quantrill's jumped back ahead of him.
I think Cal Quantrill's jumped far ahead at this point.
Andres Munoz would seem like a lock.
He would.
Right?
I think he is.
Going 100 miles an hour in the eighth inning. I think Winginter's got a lot of work to do. He better clean up his act quite a bit between now and then. Stammen, I think, is a guy that I'd love to have, but he's going to be 36 next year.
What about Michel Baez?
Not as sold as I am on Munoz yet, but, you know. I don't, and this is not even ruling him out.
This is not even accounting for some of the guys who are in the minor leagues that could do
that are going to bash their way onto this team,
exactly.
And accounting for at least two or three guys whose names we have no idea who they are right now.
Mackenzie Gore will wind up here in San Diego.
Oh, Morejon's a good name to bring up, though. That is, he's on the injured list right now.
Luis Castillo is going to be back.
Luis Castillo.
Yeah. Did I say that wrong?
Jose Castillo.
Yes. That's what I thought.
Luis Castillo pitched against them today. Yes,
yeah.
Jose Castillo will be back next year. So you assume if he's healthy, he'll be on the roster.
With all due respect to all of us who just did that little exercise, I didn't keep official track, but we have 36 guys on the opening day roster next year.
I don't think we
so
got that
we
far.
Can't have that many, and that's what's going to be interesting about, you know, between now and next April, I guess, but they're not all going to make it.
Robbie Erlin?
No.
Okay.
I'm not knocking Erlin. I'm just saying I got it. I can't have
Garrett
everyone.
We'll be back.
Oh, that's
Garrett
true.
Richards, another one is going to be trying to push his way onto this roster. It'll be very interesting. All right, when we come back, countdown time. And if you think our conversation about NFL nicknames was crazy, wait till you get to today's countdown. It's next with Gwynn and Chris on 97.3 The Fan. Don't do it!
I was kidding.
No!
Gwynn and Chris, 97.3 The Fan!
See, it would have been all weird.
Bad that would have been.
That we were going. Bad. Chris was actually going to let Scraby bring us back.
I really
and then
wasn't.
He changed. No, he was joking, apparently. I think we all thought he was serious.
See how excited I got?
Welcome back to the program. 5:36 is the time. All right. In this half hour, we've got a couple of different ways we're going to go here. One, we have our countdown coming up. You'll love today's category. Well, based on everything else we've talked about today, I think this fits in somewhere. Also, you guys got to fill me in on this whole Instagram mess.
I'll fill you guys in after the
top five. I need to be up to date on that. I am a Instagram follower, or, you know, when I post things.
You're involved?
You're a user.
Yes, I'm a user, I guess, is the best way. But I don't know anything about what's been going on with it, this whole Instagram. What was it?
Was it a prank?
I guess, yeah, you could call it a prank.
A prank that somebody in this room fell for.
No, it was me.
It was you.
And I'll get into the story after we get through this countdown.
You can do that. And also, we have a warning for all Major League Baseball players who might be listening to the program.
Yes, we do.
So
be careful, guys.
Don't go anywhere. Let's get to our countdown right now.
It's now time for Gwynn and Chris to rank their top five of the day.
Gonna grip and rip, as usual.
But this isn't just a regular top five list.
I love it. It sounds sadistic, but I love it.
This is The Countdown. And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
By the way, congratulations to the Baltimore Orioles today. They surrendered their 258th home run of the season. That is an all-time single-season record. Mm. And there's still 35 games to go.
They're going
to
shatter this record.
For them to add to that record, no one's ever going to catch it. I think the Yankees hit 255 of those home runs against them. All right,
we know they set their franchise record. So
unbelievable. Home runs everywhere. All right, today's countdown, top five ways that we like potatoes. Hey, look, the countdown can go anywhere, and this is where it's going today.
Can I tell you the story about when Chris brought this up yesterday? Thomas and I are sitting in the room before the Padres game, getting prepared for the Padres, and Chris goes, I got a countdown idea for tomorrow. We're like, okay. I give him my undivided attention. He says, top five favorite ways to prepare potatoes. And we're like, really? You go, yeah, sure. So, thought about it. Great idea.
You better say great idea, because guess who gave me the idea?
Who?
Mrs. Ello.
Oh, fantastic
That's
idea.
That's what I thought you were going to say.
Fantastic.
There are at least two dozen ways you can make potatoes, and I think most of them are pretty tasty, but what are your five favorites? That is the subject. Look, we've done Thanksgiving foods, we've done Christmas foods, we've done drinks, we've done every sport countdown I can
pickles.
Think of. We haven't done our five favorite pickles yet.
We don't need to, because pickles are disgusting.
Oh my
goodness.
Yeah,
I said it.
Good gherkin.
Unless we're talking about the sweet pickles.
Gherkin. Did you just drop gherkin on us?
I did. All right, since it's my stupid idea, I'll go first.
Number five.
Me calling it a stupid idea, we know where it originated from.
Oh, that's right.
Be careful.
Great
you just
idea.
You broke your own rule.
I know. Fifth favorite way for me to enjoy potatoes is tater tots.
Mmm.
Yes. Might even be a little higher, but the other four are so good I can't sneak it up any higher. But a tasty tater tot Number five, best way to eat a potato.
Number five for me is the cheesy scalloped potatoes. Because they have these more, they're like circular, but they're cut kind of thin.
Is
they
this got the au gratin?
It's somewhat au gratin, I
that
must
what,
say.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, somewhat.
There it is, au gratin then.
Then it's au gratin. It slices of potatoes with a bunch of cheese in there, and you bake it.
Yeah.
It's au gratin.
Au gratin never, I mean, it just doesn't, the cheese isn't cheesy enough.
You're not using the right cheese.
Use the right cheese and you'll like it.
Gotta get sharp cheddar, dog. That's how it works.
Okay.
Number four.
Tony's doing like Salt Bae.
Number four way for me to most enjoy my potatoes. It's my dad made the greatest of all time. Because there is different variations of how good this can be. So it's got to be a high-level version of potato salad. Outstanding.
Potato salad.
See? Yeah. And I could throw some of the things that he used to throw in there recipe-wise, but I'm not going to. I would just say that a great potato salad is my fourth favorite way to eat a potato.
Mm, all right. All right. My fourth favorite way to eat a potato is of the hash brown type.
Hash browns!
Yeah. I mean, come on.
Come on now.
Like a Mickey D's hash brown?
Oh, don't get me started on the Mickey. They don't mess up potatoes over at Mickey D's.
No, they don't.
They know how to handle their potatoes.
By the way, if you ever want to make sure you get fresh French fries at Mickey D's, order them without salt.
I love this guy right here.
Crystal's
He's got all the moves to make sure I get a fresh batch.
I want you to get a fresh batch of potatoes.
Say no salt, please, because then they got
to
make a
brand new for you.
Speaking of that, have you ever seen them finish a batch of French fries?
They shake the whole world of salt on there.
My lips start burning watching them put salt on there.
So you're better off in a lot of
different
ways.
But it's delicious.
Oh, it's delicious. But you can order with no salt. Then you get the fresh fries. You put your own salt on.
That's brilliant. Brilliant, I tell you.
Thank you. Okay. Number four was hash browns for you?
Hash browns for me.
Okay.
Number three.
Hash browns. I have nothing to add. I just love hash browns. I will say that there was a place in L.A. when I was growing up. It was called the Hamburger Hamlet. Doesn't mean anything to anybody, okay? They had something called Those Potatoes, and it was two stacks of hash browns with sour cream in between.
Oh.
You lost me on the sour cream.
Oh, I did.
I love sour cream.
Don't like sour cream.
I like sour cream, just not with my potatoes.
I'll eat it by the spoonful.
Okay.
You might as well have said mayonnaise, too.
I wouldn't do mayonnaise, but I would do sour cream.
Oh, you don't like mayonnaise at all because you turned down the mayonnaise on your sandwich yesterday.
Monday. That's just on that particular sandwich.
Oh, on the macaw.
Right.
You guys should have seen him order this sandwich. It took 20 minutes for him to get everything
such
right.
Exaggerators.
As Chris was cutting his lemons for his Diet Coke.
All right. Number, was it three?
Yes.
I had this at a restaurant. It's called, I think it's called a double baked potato.
I'm sure
twice
it's called
baked.
A double.
Twice baked
potato.
Yeah.
Twice baked potato.
Man, I had never
that
had
is
one
good.
Before. I mean, it's definitely fattening, but it is delicious.
Do you know what it is?
They bake the potato. They carve out the potato stuff in there. They stuff it back in, and they
mash it all up.
And they stick it back in.
Cook it some more. Put some more of their goodies in it, then put it back in there, and then bake it again.
I had mine fully loaded. It was
fully loaded.
Delicious.
Good call.
Chives?
Number two.
I got to have chives.
Number two best way to enjoy potatoes is my wife's mashed potatoes that are lumpy with the skins on.
I like the skin.
Love having the skins on my mashed potatoes, and I like them a little lumpy, too. Not completely pureed. I like some little chunks
just
in there.
Just to let you know it was a real potato. That kind of gives you that feel.
What kind of potato does she use?
I can't give that away.
Oh. A russet?
I'll be honest with you. She doesn't have anything special. She gets the one that is the best deal at the market.
Sounds
that
like my
day.
Wife.
Yeah, that's the potato we have because it's still so good. It doesn't matter. That's number
two. All right, number two for me, French fries.
French fries? Yes.
I mean,
you have something above that?
I do have something above
it. Wow.
Yes, French fries. We've already talked about it, whether it's McDonald's, Wendy's, Islands.
Can I tell you that Denny's changed their french fries and it was offensive when I went there?
For the good or the bad?
For the bad.
Oh, no.
They went like crisp cut long style.
No,
crisp cut. I have no idea what that is.
Crisp cut's got to be, there's a certain length they can go before it's not crisp cut no more.
Number one.
Life lessons.
I think it's a blowout. So I'm really waiting to hear what your number one's going to be, because my number one is easily french fries. The worst for you, the best tasting. I mean, come on, it's automatic. So, and I, any kind of french fries, but there are certain ones, obviously, that I like better than others. But especially liked them when I was in England.
Ooh, fish and chips.
Yeah. They call them chips there.
Yeah.
But yeah, chips everywhere. Anyway, french fries number one for me, easy. And you got something above that.
I think I know where he's going.
Yeah, wait a second. I want to try to think this through for a second.
Okay.
You have named twice-baked potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
You have named...
Hash browns.
Hash browns. Mm-hmm. You have named au gratin.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember the other one.
I know, but I'm going to let
french
you say
it. Was the fourth one.
Okay. So what's going to beat french fries? Well, you could go tater tots. You haven't used that yet. I used that
on
my list.
Good point.
But I think you're going to go with fully loaded, because I know you. Without sour cream, though. Potato skins.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
No.
Wow.
It's another version of the fry.
Oh, what is it?
Truffle fries?
That doesn't count.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, talk about sticking your pinky up in the air.
Truffle fries are amazing. Amazing.
What is the difference between that and french fries?
Well, it's a french fry, but then it has like Parmesan. It's got some truffle on there.
You're right.
It's like calling the french fries the same thing as garlic fries. They're completely different things.
All right, fair enough.
I did think you were going to go potato skins. Those are pretty good.
Potato skins are good. They fall just outside my top five, though.
Okay.
Along with tater tots.
Potato chips didn't get a mention.
That's a
great point.
I'm just throwing it out there. There's quite a few others that didn't get any mention.
Scalloped?
He said scalloped in his au gratin. He kind of combined the two. I think, a good little boiled potato.
Or
chopped up
the breakfast potato as well. Not the hash brown, but...
You know what they call those?
Diced,
you call them hobo potatoes.
Oh, hobo.
Hobo potatoes.
Do we have people on the lines trying to talk potatoes, Thomas?
People calling in with potato suggestions?
Yeah, we got a guy on the line that says he has a way of preparing potatoes.
What's his name?
We need to hear it, because it's potatoes, so this might be able to steal this.
He just hung up.
No!
Call back!
That was really... I was really looking forward to that potato talk.
It was fun. It was more fun than you thought it was going to be.
It was.
I think
it was.
Right, there's our countdown today.
I was going to say, not
for
as fun
better
or
for worse.
That's what Tony did yesterday on Instagram.
Oh, Scraby. Wrap up the countdown.
The music is still going.
Thomas!
There it is.
We got a guy that wants to compliment us on our countdown.
Ooh.
I'm all for compliments.
Who is it? David? That's the name I see.
Yeah, my name's David.
Hi, David.
Dave, what's going on?
What's going on?
Guys, can we just have a confession moment? I thought, oh man, it's a slow day. This is kind of silly. It turned out to be the best segment I've heard in so long.
Oh, great.
Chris,
my wife will be so. My wife will be so appreciative.
You changed his life. Did you just hear that?
Yeah, it's interesting to think
my
of
life.
The whole potato thing.
I'm 42 years old, and one of my biggest pet peeves is cold McDonald's fries. And you just gave me a pro tip on how to beat that.
Oh,
right? That's exactly what I said, David. That's exactly what I said. I didn't know nothing about the no salt. That's an automatic fresh pair of fries.
Automatic fresh
thing of fries.
Fresh pair. David, thank you so much, man. You don't know, it honestly makes me feel good. I'm glad you enjoyed that. And I will pass it along to
if you're a fry lover. Like,
yeah, you want your french
that
fries
is
good,
gold right there.
Yeah, because you can get them old and they've been sitting around for a long time, and then all of a sudden french fries. Yeah, they fall from number one down to like number 11 really fast.
When the boss man comes to us tomorrow and says, why did you guys do a segment on top five ways to do
we're
potatoes?
I'll be like, David's comment.
David loved it. He said it changed his life.
Changed his life. Damn right.
All
right,
guys, so let me give you a little explanation of what happened to me on Instagram.
What happened?
So, you know, there's a certain part of the day where I decide, okay, I'm going to look, see what's going on, see what some of my buddies have posted.
Okay.
And
I look, happens on, a few times
I look
a day.
On my good friend Prince Fielder's IG account, and he has this message posted up. And I know Prince.
What is IG account? Sorry.
Instagram, sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Instagram account.
Instagram account.
Makes sense. I just never
never heard
put
that way.
Two
right?
And two together there.
So the message, I'm going to pull it up on my phone as I tell you guys this story. The message is virtually like this new, or at least I thought it was new, right?
Okay.
It's, don't forget, tomorrow starts the new Instagram rule where basically all your photos that you've put on Instagram are public and they can Instagram can basically do whatever they want with it. But
tomorrow,
starting, well, this was yesterday. So starting today is when it was supposed to start.
So if you put up a picture of yourself, just
you put up a picture of this message, you were clear. They couldn't do that, basically.
Oh, you needed to put the message up to prevent them from using your photos.
The end of the message says, Instagram does not have my permission to share photos or messages. So, you know, I read that, and I, you know, I saw it on his account, and then I saw it on Jerry Harrison Jr.'s account. Then I saw it on Jimmy Ron's. Once I saw it on Jimmy Ron's, I was like, oh, that's a green light time. I need to do this. Even if it is fake, I'm just going to be careful.
You know, I love Jimmy Rollins because I once saw him announce a Philly baseball game while he was eating French fries.
I saw him doing
the same
thing.
Were you watching the same game?
Yes, him and Ben Davis, all those guys.
I wonder
were there.
If they were fresh. Anyway.
And so I posted it. I obviously went back like 5 hours later, and I just had a whole bunch of different likes, and I had a few messages on there. And one of them was like, all of them pretty much said, ha ha, you idiot. You shouldn't have believed this. And so, you know, I've spent the last probably day. They weren't that harsh. They were actually making fun, and it was all.
I don't mind a good, you know, pranks are good, but I don't really get the point of this prank. I mean,
I don't get the point of it either.
So you posted something. So what? So you didn't need to post that. Obviously, Instagram is not going to be using everybody's photo.
That's the prank.
That's the bottom line.
That's the prank.
But the prank is
they got you to post.
They got you to post something to prevent something that isn't even going to happen.
Correct.
Okay.
I still have people commenting on it today. Like, I got one guy who posted that I Googled it yesterday.
Hold on.
And it's fake.
Hold on. Victor in San Diego may have a new champion on the potato thing. Victor? Line one.
Victor, you there?
Oh, man. The show's just kind of going a little rocky like this today, isn't it?
You got another call, though.
I know, but he had carne asada fries. That's a heck of a call. Oof. Right there.
I've had my fair share of carne asada fries.
I have never had a carne asada fry before. No, wait. Before 1 in the morning.
Oh. Good point.
They're only good at the end of a long night of partying, and then those carne asada fries are really something. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
But anyway, yeah, I had a bunch of people let me know that it was fake.
That they got you.
Yeah,
but they didn't really get you.
It wasn't,
you
know, just me. Mean? They got. There was a whole bunch of people.
Like
that
if
got.
It said something like, "You have to post a picture of yourself as a freshman in high school to keep Instagram from doing something," and you went out and found one and posted that, and it was a goofy picture.
That would be a prank.
Now that would kind of be to me some sort of prank that you fell for and did something. But just the fact that you posted something. What, Thomas? Yes,
I was going to say. To be fair. I tried to look and find where to copy and paste the same thing because I have a sister that did it. I had some other friends. But then when I saw Tony do it, I was like, oh, maybe this is for real. So I looked for, I tried
lost
Googling
all credibility.
It.
Tony's the guy. Tony is your source now to find out if something's for real.
He's my only check mark that follows me. So I think it's real.
I usually am hesitant, but when I saw my buddies who are more in the know than I am posting, yeah. I was like, you know, I don't need to ask any questions.
I almost was going to DM and ask you to send me what you pasted in there.
I have to say one thing very quickly about the whole idea that Instagram or IG might use your photos. They can have them. Like, I wouldn't even put anything up there to prevent it. If they really wanted a picture, a dumb picture of me standing in front of the Seattle Space Needle, go ahead and have it.
It's funny you said that because my first thought was, I guess it wouldn't really matter. I don't have anything on my account that's going to be, you know.
Yeah, what do I care?
You know, controversial at all. So, but I did it just because, just in case.
Just in case you put something controversial. Well,
no, just in case that it's real and they can go back and, there, because there were people who were saying they can go back and get deleted stuff that maybe you thought twice about and delete it. And so I was like,
Nah, I've always listened to my friend Tony Gwynn Jr., and he taught me a year and a half ago, don't send.
Don't press send.
Don't press
send. But there's been many a times in the heat of watching
the
sports,
you've thrown it in
there. I got something typed up, and I got a picture of it, and I'm like,
ready to go.
should I send this? Nah, and I delete it. So, you know, that was going through my mind a little bit.
All right, I got to give Victor a moment because he called back. Victor?
What's up, guys?
Your carne asada fries have kind of taken over my mind now. It's a heck of a call right there, especially in this town, because they make them so good at so many places.
Right. I was surprised that nobody mentioned the carne asada fries here.
That one slipped through the cracks.
Yeah, we thought as many as we could, honestly. We went online and actually looked up different ways to make potatoes so that we could try not to leave anything out.
The crazy thing is, I spend so much time at the soccer fields with my children, right? Yeah. So they have these tournaments, and they always have a nice Mexican food restaurant as one of the stands. And one of the main items, the go-to items there, is the carne asada fries, too.
Well, it was your favorite place to eat.
Yeah, you can't go wrong.
Your favorite place to eat in town was El Ranchito. I got to believe they have them there.
Oh, they do indeed.
Yeah.
They do indeed.
All right. Tomorrow we're going to come back with a full 4 hours of potato talk. So don't miss it. Starts at 3 o'clock. No, actually, coming up next is get ready, all three of you. Wake up. Scraby. Pop quiz.
Oh, pop quiz, hot shot.
Pop quiz coming up when we return. If you don't know what a pop quiz is, make sure you come back with us. Gwynn and Chris, 97.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.